Your questions are answered every Sunday morning. It's Early Edition with Tom Tynan, me, Charlie Mosier, and I've got Will on the phone from Right Touch Electrical. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Charlie.
Yeah, I woke you up this morning because I got a question here from Ian over in River Oaks, and he's hoping you can help him out. He says he owns a townhome from back in the olden days of 1978, and a few days ago, the kitchen lights and appliances went out. Center point came out, and of course, all was working until about an hour after he left. The guy checked the power to the meter and the breaker, and both were fine. He suggested it could be the underground cable from the meter to the transformer, and the HOA says, I've got to hire a high-voltage electrician to diagnose this problem. He doesn't know what to do. He says, center point said the rain could be the problem. What say you?
Yeah, so if it is an underground wiring to the home, 1978, then that is a possibility that it is deteriorating and causing these issues. You know, one thing about CenterPoint is they are great at diagnosing issues on their main lines, but I do recommend that he does call out an electrician to come and diagnose his home, because CenterPoint is not licensed to work inside the home, so he wants to make sure that he's getting the right repair done.
If his service came to the house from the pole to the house, then that would be CenterPoint's problem.
Yes, if you live in a home where the wiring is above ground, then CenterPoint does take care of it. Anybody that lives in a neighborhood where the utilities are underground, then when those utilities go out, the homeowner is responsible for taking care of it, if that is the problem.
It is all you. Okay, and you're saying that because it comes from 78, chances are it may have degraded in that time. There could be some kind of intermittent problem that's going to keep bugging them.
That's correct. Well, what will happen is most homes built in that time frame, even today, a lot of times new construction builders will use aluminum wiring, which is cheap. But the problem is once that wiring has any kind of pinhole or the wiring is exposed to the weather, you know, and every time it rains, the pipe will fill up with water, then it will slowly decompose that wire. It'll start to disintegrate, and eventually he'll lose power 100%.
So you're saying that they're still using aluminum for the underground run?
Yes, Charlie. Nowadays, they still use aluminum wiring for, like, main service lines.
Mm-hmm.
That is still legal to do. We don't recommend it because it can fail very easily, but it is still a legal repair.
Something to consider. Well, that's why we trust you, Will, because you have the answers to all that stuff. He is the all-man electrical, Will, at Right Touch Electrical. You can learn more about him at our homepage here at homeshowradio.com. Will, thank you so much for helping us out this morning.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.